A patient named Cindy Gonzalez, date of birth 12/24 of 06, date of service 12/12 of 22. This is a 15-year-old female patient. Mom brings her in today due to having a sore throat, bilateral ear pain, and a cough. She's had these for approximately 2 days. Patient denies any GI symptoms. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She's not taking any medications for relief of her symptoms. Symptoms are better with rest, worse on activity. She does maintain her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Period, new paragraph, no other issues brought forth. Blood pressure 116 over 76, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 108. Allergies, none. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Immunization status, she has had both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, she has not had the flu vaccine. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period. New paragraph. By way of labs, we have done a flu test and strep test. They were both negative, period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. Well-groomed, no distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present. Worse on the right side versus the left. Oral pharyngeal area, erythema present, no strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist, neck is soft. No thyromegalino masses, no lipodynopathy. Postnasal drip is evident on the oral pharyngeal inspection as well. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute otitis media, acute sinusitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. Number 20, period. New paragraph, cough. Brumfed DM, 5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough. Number 180 ml, period. New paragraph. Patient needs to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call if not improving.